I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Residents in South Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund area have about double the lead in their blood than elsewhere in the country, or county rather. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Local health officials are investigating where the lead is coming from in a given home. It could be from contaminated soil, lead paint, dust, or even a cracked coffee cup with lead-based glaze. Removing the source will usually reduce levels of the toxin. Aaron Martinez of the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment says they've screened more than 200 people of all ages, but there's more work to do, especially for those most at risk.
Every child that lives in the Superfund area, we want to screen. Any woman of childbearing age, we want to screen. We want to make sure that they're safe and lead-free.
Meantime, soil removal and replacement is complete in a park and 11 residences, and more cleanups are underway. Soil and indoor dust sampling continues. The site is one of the highest on the EPA's Superfund National Priority List. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
A federal appeals court reinstated Colorado's Amendment 71, which makes it more difficult to change the state constitution. This comes weeks after a judge's order blocked parts of it from enforcement. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says the stay issued today by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals puts the voter-approved measure known as Raise the Bar temporarily back in effect for any constitutional initiatives proposed for the November ballot. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.